The latest United We Serve effort started on June 22nd and culminates on National Day of Service and Remembrance, September 11th. It's all part of the bigger Edward M. Kennedy Serve America Act that's designed to fill some budget gaps in education, health, energy, the environment, and community renewal. Thomas Devine is the executive director of Serve Wisconsin. He says, for example, recovery money boosted the number of AmeriCorps members from 1,000 to 1,300 in Wisconsin.
They in Washington were looking at it and going, you know, we don't want to lose these activities. How can we come up with a plan that encourages our people to participate in giving back to their community at a time of even greater need than normal? So that's where the summer service activities came out of.
Devine says those in AmeriCorps earn around $11,000 a year, but return billions in community value. Projects include home building training for troubled youth.
Through Marshfield Clinic, we have like 52 members that are working across the state to address tobacco and drug issues with our youth.
Overall, Wisconsin has been ranked 12th in the nation in generating volunteers. Seniors are involved too. More than 10,000 are in the Senior Corps programs. Others are involved in community gardens, prison literacy, or cleaning up creeks. Still to be decided by Congress is whether the emphasis on 81 days of summer service will keep up year-round. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News.